Cautiously, Luke eased an eye around the jog in the corridor just ahead of him. Somewhere nearby, he could sense a pair of vaguely hostile alien minds. There was a flicker of warning from the Force, and he ducked back just as a pair of red bolts blew pieces of the corner past his face. "Okay," he murmured aloud to himself. So they were closer than he'd realized, and more than just vaguely hostile. "Anyone ever tell you that talking out loud when you're alone is a bad sign?" Mara murmured from behind him. "When the Force is your ally, you're never truly alone," Luke said gravely, turning around and blinking in mild surprise as he caught sight of the girl trailing silently behind his wife. "We have company?" "So it would seem." Mara gestured to the girl. "You remember Evelyn, don't you?" "Quite well," Luke said. "It's a long story," Mara said, "and I only have half of it myself. The short version is that Jinsler thinks she'll be safer with us right now than with her own people." "All right," Luke said. "Did you get the message from Fel? The one about us pushing the Vagari back toward the turbo lifts?" She nodded. "Pressers also heard from one of his people back there. It appears that, as long as the colonists stay out of their way, the Vagari aren't bothering to shoot them." "Rather have them die slowly, I guess," Luke said. Mara nodded. "And to that end, they're also apparently scattering line creepers by the bucketful." She hesitated. "We may not be able to save this place, Luke." "We'll just have to do what we can," Luke said. "Are any of Presser's people going to be in position to help when we start our push?" "Not really," Mara said. She hefted her lightsaber. "So I guess it's up to us." "And the 501st. Luke paused, frowning, as a distant sound caught his attention. "You hear that?" "Sounds like blaster fire," Mara said. "And lots of it." "Maybe they've decided some of the colonists need to die right now after all," Luke said grimly. "Or else one of Presser's people decided to be a hero," Mara agreed. "Either way, I think that's our cue." "Again!" Drask ordered. Fel nodded and fired again, sending a short burst from his borrowed carbine into the corridor wall a few meters in front of him, listening to the slightly wheezy and very distinctive sound of the ancient weapon. "Anything!" "They sound agitated," the general said, holding his appropriated Vagari helmet up to his ear. "Ah, there is an order!" Fel frowned. "How can you possibly know that? You don't even speak their language." "There is a tone of command that is the same in all languages," Drask said.
"They're coming,"
Grappler murmured, cocking his head toward the corner he and Cloud were waiting beside.
"Stand ready,"
Drask gestured to Fel.
"Fire again!"
Fel did so. Between bursts, he could hear rapid footsteps approaching. Suddenly, with a clatter of armor, they were there, five armored Vagari, charging to what they thought was their comrade's aid. They got off a single startled volley before the two stormtroopers cut them down.
"Good," Drask said. "That diminishes the enemy somewhat.
Where do you recommend we go next?"
"There's a series of emergency battery rooms back that way," Fel said dubiously. "You aren't really intending to try this same trick twice, are you?"
"Not at all," Drask assured him. "It is time to take the battle to the enemy. The other stormtroopers should be in position by now. Let us see if we can drive the Vagari into reach of their weapons."
"Ah," Fel said. "In that case, we probably want the fluid system service corridor instead of the battery rooms. There are two access panels in particular we might find useful. One opening into one of the cross corridors on this side of the starboard turbolift lobby, the other door opening into the lobby itself."
"Excellent," Drask said. "Take us there."
Cautiously, keeping an eye out for stray Vagari, Fel led the way through a series of small utility rooms. They reached the entrance to the service corridor, only to find it jammed shut. "What I don't understand is where they're all coming from," Fel said, stroking his bandaged right arm restlessly, as he watched Grappler and Cloud work on the door.
"That ship of theirs couldn't have followed us here, could it?"
"It could not, and did not," Drask told him.
But surely now that we know about their suspended animation technology, the answer is obvious. But if they didn't... Oh. Fel broke off, embarrassed. It was obvious. Those three sealed rooms aboard their shuttle, the ones they claimed were open to vacuum.
Yes, Drask confirmed. Though undoubtedly, a small portion of each was indeed open to space. They would have had a secret way to reseal the rooms, of course. That was why they pretended Estausch had been attacked, to give him an excuse to stay behind. Only it wasn't just pretending. They really did shoot him, Fel reminded him. These people are seriously out for revenge.
Gathering his feet beneath him, Luke ducked out of the doorway he'd been hiding in and sprinted ahead and down the corridor toward the next room in line. As he ran, a hail of blaster bolts scorched the air around him, scattering from his lightsaber blade. He made it to the doorway without getting hit and ducked inside the room. It was another bunk room he saw, this one having been converted into a game area. In the back corner, four young couples sat huddled together on the floor, their fear radiating toward him like a set of perm lights. "It's all right," he assured them. "Don't worry. You're safe now." None of them replied. With a sigh, he leaned back out into the corridor for another cautious look. He had hoped this strange aversion to Jedi was confined to the original group of outbound flight survivors. But whatever the reason for their hatred, they'd clearly done a good job of passing it on to successive generations. Behind him, Mara signaled that they were ready. Raising his lightsaber again, he stepped back into the corridor. Again, the Vagari opened fire. But this time, the shots were coming from a set of doorways farther down the corridor. He and Mara might not be taking down many of the enemy with this maneuver, Luke reflected as he took a step toward them, but they were definitely pushing them back. There was the sound of running feet behind him, and Mara and Evelyn ducked into the room he'd just left.
"Clear!"
Mara called. Stepping back again, Luke joined them. "Everyone still okay?" he asked. "Yes," Mara said. "By the way, did you notice the Vagari had their own jamming system up and running?" "No, I hadn't," Luke said, frowning. "When did this happen?" "Sometime in the past few minutes, I think," Mara said. "I tried to call Fel while you were clearing this last section and could get only static." "Terrific," Luke muttered. "What do you suppose they're up to?"
"I don't know," Mara said.
It might not be anything more sinister than Bearish deciding he was tired of coordinated attacks. Then again, it might, Luke pointed out grimly. And Fel and the 501st are back there all alone.